Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the mega city metropolis of Toronto. I'm your host, Eric Anthony, and joining me today is everybody's favorite co-host of the Cave of Solitude, the one, the only, the lady in my life,
Lady J.
Lady J, welcome back to the show, Lady J. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing swell. It is officially 2019 holiday season, and nothing says holiday season more than a Star Wars movie coming out during Christmas time.
I was gonna say Hanukkah.
But I guess. Yeah, sure, if that's what you're gonna go with. No, we need a good Hanukkah movie. Bring out the Skywalkers. So it is the Saturday evening of the opening weekend that we have officially seen Star Wars 2019 release, Episode 9, Rise of the Skywalkers.
Is it weird to you that it's like at an odd number?
No, because it's just the third trilogy, so it's 333.
Is that significant?
I don't know. I think this is the first time in my...
Yeah, but normally there's like... I know what the compilation of them makes nine. Nine is so awkward to stop at because the epitome of perfection or completion or whatever is 10 or something even.
Three. They say three, right? Because there's the
Holy Trinity. All right. You debunked my argument.
No, I'm
Let's
just...
Let's move on. Fine.
I'm not trying to debunk your argument.
That was quick and painful.
That was kind of painless, if that's what's painful to you. Well, this
is embarrassing. No. You're trying to give your opinion. You're like, yeah, but no. and then you got to be like, okay. That was such a stupid moment. I thought I was saying something profound. And you're like...
But you weren't wrong, though. 10 is, you know, a complete... No one gives the top 9 of the year, right? They always say top 10, top 5.
I don't even know what these kids are doing. Maybe they do because that's how many frames they can put in an Instagram thing.
You know what? It's true. This is way off topic. We are going to talk about Star Wars, Rise of the Skywalkers. We promise. But because this is a trilogy of trilogies, essentially.
Right?
And I can't think of another...
The third set of the three?
Right. Mm-hmm. Every block of timeline and story time has been done in sets of three.
Right.
Cinematically, right? So,
I think you've proved that point.
Yeah, no. I was going somewhere else with it, and I forgot.
Okay.
It had something to do with numbers. This is what it was. We do top threes. We're comfortable with top three lists, right? But then after that, we want a top five. And then after that, we'll go to top 10. No one gives, like, the top 8.
No, top 7.
Do you?
No, but it depends on the radio if they because they need to be clever with the top 7 at 7.
Sure. You're right. That's true. Right? That's true. I'm thinking more in terms of like when people do official lists. Like, what are your three favorite restaurants?
Got you.
Right? Yeah, yeah. What are your top 5 favorite movies? And then after that, you'll be
but
like.
Again, I think you won.
No, I wasn't. No, it was just making me realize. Like, we never just say top 6, the list of 6. Like, we never do that.
It doesn't sound so bad.
Doesn't sound bad.
The list of 6.
What are your top 69 favorite movies? Like, what kind of movies are you referring to? Anyways, let's talk about Rise of Skywalker.
I'm having a hard time with that one.
I am. It's a weird title. The Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker. It's not so bad,
sure.
Actually.
Yeah, you're right. You said it very smooth. What were your expectations going into this movie with... Because I think we could both agree, we didn't grow up in the original Star Wars release era of the first original George Lucas movies. We did actually have the re-releases in the mid-90s followed by the prequels. So we have had that sort of cinematic, go to the theater, watch a Star Wars movie experience. So we have both, I would say, love and hate for certain movies, mm-hmm. because it means so much to us. Mm-hmm. Like, you personally don't like the trilogy, but that's because you love Star Wars. It's not because you dislike Star Wars.
That's correct. Right? The trilogy. You mean the prequels.
Prequels. Yeah, that's what I mean. So you have your feelings about them because of how much you love these characters.
And I know I'm not the only one.
Right. No, absolutely not. A lot of people. And I think it's funny that you say that, because I think the people who have the strongest of feelings are people who really like the product.
Which, can I argue that point? Mm-hmm. Obviously from my personal emotions about it. I don't think I'm a diehard Star Wars fan.
Yeah, right.
But I think I'm emotionally attached to the... Oh, I had this word in my head. I'm attached to the...
sentiment?
The epicness of it.
Right, right.
Right?
The journey that you go through.
That's not the word I was
it.
Looking for. It was something else. But basically, like, because the... What is it? Nostalgia. The nostalgia of it.
The nostalgia. Mythology of that nostalgia, right.
Rather than, like, I don't know, these... apparently, these random characters that we think to be, oh, it's just a puppet. Mm-hmm. In a bar
right,
somewhere.
Right.
Well, apparently it has a name and it has a history.
Right,
and
right, right.
A real diehard Star Wars fan
knows
know
that. Right, right. For sure.
So that's why I can't really say everything that you said about... Mm-hmm. But because I've grown up with it and I've known what it's... The impact it's had on pop culture and in my generation. Mm-hmm. I feel like, well, this is supposed to be my thing. Like, and if I just let it go, what a waste. Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure I punch my card in of, you know what, I was around when this happened.
Right.
And I'm a part of this fictional history.
Right.
Of the worth of what it is. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Because I think Star Wars is as big as it is because, obviously, what was for the general populace to watch and enjoy dug deep into a lot of people's hearts. So because it was so popular, it has its even, like, its global popularity. But within that, there's subsections of, like, cult followings for the...
They're loyalists, for sure.
Yeah, like, but it's like they love Jedi stories. They love eras of the Republic stories. They want, mm-hmm. you know, they get really into certain...
Right, and I don't think I would never...
It's so vast.
...assume to be that.
Yeah.
I just know I'm a diehard fan to the history of it. The event of it. So
right.
much as it be the... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there is a cultural... it's a cultural touchstone where we all make... Whether you are... A super fan, let's say super fan, and then there's big fan, or people who grew up with it, that they can make movie references, or if I say to you, who are you calling a Nerf herder? Like, you would know what I'm referring to, mm-hmm. even though it's not a, or he would say, who's Scruffy? Because she calls him a Scruffy
yeah.
Nerf herder, right?
Yeah.
And or if someone were to say, you know, I love you, and the person responds,
I know.
We, right?
It's cool to be a part of that club.
Exactly,
all I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah. There's something even within
like,
our...
Why would you forfeit that being a part of that club? That
right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it has had a...
Like if anyone says, what is it with this star? What's the big deal? It's like, you know what? You don't deserve to live. Like, why are you even around? Like, your
what
brain
you,
cells
well,
are...
Why are you here? Yeah. You're not a part of the human race. You have a few friends that have said that. So your best friend is one of them. We love you.
We've had that conversation, though.
You don't deserve to live.
But she's at least heard of it.
Sure,
For
sure,
some
sure,
people,
sure.
It's like, why is this such a big deal? It's like, where have you been?
Yeah,
for
my
the
mom
past
is one of them.
30, 40 years. How long has it been? Let's say an even 30. Just a
40. 40 years, yeah. 77. 40
man.
Something years, yeah. It's been.
And I'm 35.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a veteran.
Just about. Yeah, so
Okay, so your original question was, what were my expectations?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be, this is the moment we've really all been waiting for. We thought it was Return of the Jedi, but like now the story really ends.
My expectations, I expected to find out who the hell is Rey, where does she come from? Enough of this already.
Right.
I wanted to know what they would do with Princess Leia, seeing as we lost her.
In real life,
life, okay, for months sure. back.
Yep.
I wanted to know who the bad guy was, because it's a big kerfuffle. It's a whole thing.
Right, who's the and real enemy?
Who's really pulling the strings here? Right. After all, like, as much as everybody knows on my part, I don't include the prequels in my Star Wars viewing experience, but... It's like, is it the Menace? Is it this guy? Is it that guy? The Menace reappeared in another Star Wars movie. Yeah, so yeah, you're yeah, also yeah. trying to I'm trying to figure out, like, there's been always a bad guy somewhere. Who's really behind it?
Right. Right.
Or was it Kylo Ren the whole time?
Right.
And just where are we going? And if the good side was going to actually win. Because, you know, as of late, people like to do real big twists. Like, now it's not necessarily the protagonist is always getting an out. Sometimes he takes a hit and, you know, it happened in
all the Avengers
in
died.
Endgame. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So I was wondering, like, will the dark side actually prevail?
Right.
After all of this. But then it's like the title says Rise of the Skywalker. But like, how though? Because Skywalker has a negative connotation to it. Just as much as it has a positive connotation to it, right? Because Vader was a Skywalker, there you go.
Which is probably, I guess, people's excitement going in, because like, you just made a good point. Like, is it a reference to something good or bad happening?
Right.
Like,
the letters were blue, though. Last time they were red, it's like, well, are we coming? Are we going?
And I think that's all speculation, really, to make it like...
Right, but it just takes one person to put it out there and it becomes a thing. Like, what's the meaning behind the font and the color? And is there more to that? And I guess there is, though.
I guess, yeah. There might be some sort of color coding to pay attention to.
Yeah. The lightsabers, hello?
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
Dead giveaway.
Dead. You're right.
So that was my expectation. Where is she from? Where did she go? Where do you come from? Cut Nigel. What were your expectations?
You know what? Similar to yours, I wanted certain questions answered if this movie was going to be wrapping up. But at the same time, I was so off-put with The Last Jedi. Not that it was a good or bad movie. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I just felt like...
I rewatched it and I don't think I liked it. And yeah, I don't remember if we did a review on it and how I felt about it then.
I don't remember exactly, but it was
one of... Can someone go back in the archives?
Yeah, we'll have to go back and listen to the archives. But it wasn't... it didn't make me excited for Star Wars anymore. It definitely had a negative effect in my investment in this story. Whereas with The Force Awakens, I was on board, totally in... Rejuvenated Star Wars
fan. I cried at the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. It
like, and
it
teared hit, up.
It hit all of the notes that I wanted to get back from getting a Star Wars movie that takes place in the future, so that you know, okay, and all these actors still exist, all these characters can still be in it, and we can have this magical movie moment.
Right.
And I got that, and I felt like it was often. People say it was very safe in that it didn't do anything too crazy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? People were like, well, you know, it's good, but it's very Disney and, you know, they're just playing it safe. For me, I felt like...
Is that the one they said was like New Hope?
Yeah. And it hit those beats, right? You definitely felt it, but enough where you had new characters introduced with Finn and Poe and... But you did get Chewbacca
and BB-8,
right? Yeah. But then you did get Chewbacca and Han Solo in it, playing an important role, and you got to see Han and Leia, and their son is here. There's all these new things with those characters, kind of passing on that legacy.
Yeah.
And so, as much as people were like, "Ah, it was just the New Hope," 2.0. I really enjoyed it. It made me fall in love with all of it all mm-hmm. over again. Mm-hmm. The last one, especially after it following like a Rogue One, that was for me the perfect bridge between prequels to the next. It was like, okay, that kind of makes it palatable and explains things that we kind of just had to play stupid to explain in a way. Like, they just happened to get the plans. How did they get the plans? That was the perfect secret to shutting this thing down, you know? So that's explored in detail.
We're talking about this movie, that movie?
I'm going through the experience of these movies that have come out under the Disney umbrella.
Okay.
So you get...
I just know that the last one, it was just a big rigmarole.
Yeah, and then the last one...
Very wasteful.
The last one, I'm just like, oh... With all of the information...
No, nobody was accomplishing anything.
Yeah.
It was just one big old merry-go-round. And I don't know, again, I don't even know how I felt about the first time I saw it, but as of late, I was like, this movie's terrible. this is just dumb. This is a colossal waste of my time.
Right. It kind of felt like that. It kind of felt like, what did we accomplish here other than making things feel like they were useless to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It was
just like when Luke got the lightsaber finally, and he's just like, meh.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Yeah. And as much as...
It was such a toss away.
A little bit.
The movie.
It felt like to me.
In my prideful opinion.
I think it really was a movie of divergent expectations. Whatever you were hoping to see or find out in that movie, none of it happened. You didn't really get to know anything new about Rey. You didn't learn anything about Snoke. You didn't see, what Finn and the girl were just kind of buying time. And Benicio del Toro's character, you hoped would be something. But there was, there was this...
Everything was really a throwaway.
Yeah. And this movie, I said, okay, now we're going to course correct it. We're going to... This movie will explain whatever happened in the last movie to make it all come together, is what I was hoping for.
So, can I propose something before we continue? Let's rate our movie now and then explain why.
Oh, you want to do it in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
I'm going to say a 7.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Not yet. Now you got to give your rating.
Okay, mine would be... I'd give it a 6.5 to a 7.
Whoa.
Somewhere there. 7. A solid 7. So yeah. How come you feel that way? Let's get into the movie.
There was a part of the movie, and we're going to spoil it. Spoiler. I don't know why we have to tell this.
No, it's all the time. Because people sometimes, if you don't say it, they'll you didn't say spoiler.
There was something that was said in the movie that I thought was the perfect... description of what this movie was for me.
Okay.
Poe, who, by the way, fun fact.
Oh, fun fact. I like your fun fact time.
Did you know that while shooting Star Wars The Force Awakens, Oscar Isaac specifically requested that his character...
Poe Dameron.
Mm-hmm, be a native of the planet Yavin 4.
Why?
Because... Funny that you ask. The scenes on Yavin 4 in the original trilogy were filmed in Guatemala, where Oscar Isaac was born in real life.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that fun fact.
There you go.
For all you Hispanic Star Wars fans, if you are from Guatemala, you are really from Yavin 4. Congratulations. You're part of the Star Wars universe. So... why did you give it a 7?
Okay, he said right at the beginning, or it was said to him, that he was light speed skipping.
Okay.
And when he said that, I'm like, oh. And then as I'm watching the film, that's what I felt it was doing.
I agree.
There was a lot that was happening with no real explanation, and...
You were just going. This movie, you were just moving your butt.
Did you have something to reiterate or say yourself, or can I name a couple of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I felt that there was a couple of introductions to certain stuff where I'm like, where's the buildup? I felt there was no buildup. Mm. We first start off with Kylo Ren on the hunt for this thingy.
When did you get a chance to write notes? We just saw the movie. were you the person in the theater writing down no. on your phone?
No.
Oh, you're sneaky. You just made dinner with your phone using the recipe from the phone. I was reading it and you happen to have notes?
I'm not. This is nothing. It's really nothing.
But
It's just helping me bring that back. That's fine. We just saw this movie like 5 hours ago. So we are introduced with Kylo Ren on the hunt for something. Finds it right away.
Right.
Has this very, very explicit conversation with the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
The bad guy. So then I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Not just the bad guy.
The bad guy.
The only bad guy in Star Wars.
He's right there. Oh, we went in hard. That's quick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's her face? Was her name Susie? Susan? Finn's friend?
Rose.
Rose. You know, well, she's just out of the coma now. Like, I imagine right. there's some time that's lapsed, mm-hmm. but she's just appeared and she's fine and she's commanding. She's doing this, she's doing that. She's just very go-getter.
Yes, yes,
and I'm
yes.
like, the last time I saw you, you had a knot on your head.
Yes.
And you kissed Finn.
Yes.
And then there's another scene where the mole in the
The First Order.
In the First Order?
Yeah, they had
there's a snitch. There's a mole. There's a guy that's feeding traitor. Us information. And then, as soon as our beloved characters are about to get, you know, knifed in the back.
There's a turn.
This guy says, I'll do it. And then saves them. And then we're all, like, dumbfounded that this guy is the mole.
General Hux. Major character in all of the movies.
And then next scene, he's gone. He's just dead.
Yeah.
This big reveal for nothing. Like, I felt like we were just making these immediate turns in stories without any real meaning or even a moment to celebrate certain stuff.
I agree.
It was just next thing. And I
agree.
I was like, you know, waiting for Rey's background to be revealed, and even when it is told in like a story setting, like this is what happened, you know what it is, and they show you, but it's really quick. Like,
yeah.
There's no, but I guess there's build up having had since the first movie to have come out. I don't know. I just felt it was rushed.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're feeling, and I'd give it the same score because it was fun. The movie was fun. It was like a really bombastic, bright roller coaster ride. Depending on the type of weather and the how much the sun is shining that day or whatever the case may be. You just did that in a merry-go-round.
Well, I gave it to you to have some.
I'm speaking. I'm not going to drink it while I'm speaking, silly. So, it was a lot of fun, but afterwards you may feel okay, but if you had a hot dog before you went on, it might make your stomach feel a little uneasy because there was just so much, like you described.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out which parts did I like, which parts didn't I like, which parts
and
were satisfying and which parts were...
The only thing that was happening in this movie is the constant bickering between Kylo Ren and Rey. Just back and forth. I'm searching for you. Where are you? I can see you, but I'm not there. Like this whole, I'm like,
yeah.
So this is what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus being introduced to characters, and then just forgetting about them. Like just let's just move on to the next thing. It just seemed very all over the. It didn't even give me a moment to take in the. Like, you know, in Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Where, like, the Millennium Falcon appears.
Yeah.
And at least it's, like, it was dormant.
Right.
It was kind of building a bit because you're kind of wondering, what's going to happen? But then it becomes, like, the Millennium Falcon itself is a character.
Right.
Right? A I'm losing you.
No, Millennium Falcon itself is a character.
You need to stop doing that. Just because I call you on something doesn't mean you have to say word for word to prove that you
heard. But how else will you prove what you said? Because if I said I did hear you, a person will say, well, what did I say?
But did I say that?
No, Abba, you didn't. Abba. Continue on.
I don't know what
I'm saying. The Millennium Falcon is a character.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't lose me. I'm following you. You lost yourself. No, you're right. It did feel there's just a lot of motion constantly, which made the movie very entertaining, very edge of your seat. You never knew what to expect next, where the next action scene, chase scene was coming. And
how did Chewie survive?
Yeah, that part I didn't.
They may have said something, like Rey said, maybe they put it on a different order or something. Or I'm just like, what is this? Are we watching Star Wars or Star Trek? Because that's the only trick I've known in the space universe where they can light up, they can beam up to a next ship. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know what I'm watching. It was a movie that
it was bright and colorful, and very, it was nice to see.
Very
that.
Yeah, yeah, it was very fun.
That being said, I'd watch it again. I think I'd watch it before I watch Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I think.
Okay, that's interesting. The Return of the Jedi or Last Jedi?
Last Jedi.
I was like,
the last movie.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad.
That's okay. That's why I'm like, wow, this is Rey up there. And it's more than fine for it to be.
Yeah. I own it. You know how I tell you, okay, like, certain movies, I'm like, okay, it was shit. Why do we have it in the house? Like, your Green Lantern purchase.
Okay, all right.
That shouldn't have come in here.
I got you. And enough with the Green Lantern. Val Kilmer
Batman? No, that should not be in here.
Val Kilmer Batman can go on. No, it has a place.
It can't go.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're, like, all creeped out by it right now.
You know how there's some movie, but yeah, it's like, no.
I couldn't, but even if this one...
You have to have the whole set.
Yeah,
of course. I completely understand. I wouldn't let you not get it for that reason, but I'm kind of like, if I'm going to forsake any of the three in this trilogy,
Last Jedi is... Yeah, it's still one that... And I think the way that I felt coming out of this movie was... You're really trying to cater to all of the things that people didn't like about that movie. Let's give you everything that you would like.
And, oh my goodness, this movie's crap. Ah, you know what else I realized?
Yeah.
With this bickering back and forth with Kylo Ren and Rey. And the baby Yoda power that showed up.
In The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm talking Baby Yoda. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but we're talking about Rise of Skywalker. If I was
right, listening but, to this, but Baby Ren, Yoda's but in the movie. Ren did the same thing. Both so does that mean did. That Baby Yoda is a Jedi?
More than like, he's got definitely Force powers, right? So Force is strong and with is him. Is
Baby Yoda actually Baby Yoda?
What?
Like Yoda.
Yeah.
He's not Yoda.
No.
Yeah, so what the hell?
Yes, you don't know, even know his name or what his race is.
Right.
Right. Yes, I get what you're saying.
So, okay, I'm going to just shoot things off the top of my head, and then we have to go back to the maybe. So, Ren does this healing power thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rey does this thing on Kylo Ren, the healing power.
Right, she saves
so,
his
so life. This is the other beef I have, okay? She stabs him and then takes it back.
Like, yes.
What did you do that for? This whole, like, bickering you guys had going on for how many scenes and the movie before, you finally got him, and you're just going to revert?
Yeah, I think they were really trying to
And then he did the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? He's been a good guy, a bad guy for so long. One vision from his father. He knows what he needs to do. And now he's a Skywalker.
Right.
Well, he's a Solo, but... You know.
Yes.
And then when she gets like all her energy taken out. You look
like you're time jumping, or what do they call it? The light speed skipping. Yeah.
Where now he like apparently like goes flying somewhere. Her energy sucked out when she takes out the main bad guy.
We're talking about the end of the movie now.
And then he comes back and he what gives back the power she gave back to him. She kisses him. We don't know what that's about. And then he dies and like disappears. And then the other thing is Finn's been talking about throughout the whole movie, Rey, I gotta tell you something. Rey, I gotta tell you something. Just before anything happens, I'm gonna tell you something. Did he ever tell her anything? I didn't hear him tell her anything.
No, he didn't.
So you guys are saying all these stuff with no real meat ending. Like yeah. There's no like I feel like it was just here, take it because that's what you guys were asking for. Yes. We need something else to
yes.
do.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. I do.
So out of breath.
Yeah, you look tired. Yeah. there's a lot. There's a lot that.
And who's that Mandalorian chick? I know she's not a Mandalorian, but she never took off. Well, no, actually, she did.
She saw her eyes.
We saw her eyes. But who is she, and what kind of history is going on there?
Well, it's insinuating a little bit of Poe's history that I think for people.
And what is the spice transporter?
It's like a
drug dealer.
Yeah, because
why didn't they say that?
Because that's the what it's that's what it's referred to in the Star Wars universe.
I don't know that.
Han Solo was one too.
No, he was What do they call him?
That's what he was. He was a trader, a spice trader. That's why he has those cargo parts inside of the Millennium Falcon that they can hide in.
I thought he was a smuggler.
Oh! Right. You got it. The big bird is a big bird.
Oh, shut up about that one. All right.
Yeah, so... we're jumping all over the place without giving any of the plot away. Essentially, in this movie,
we're mirroring the movie,
right? Rey is completing her training under Leia. Kylo Ren in the last movie, as you saw, he becomes supreme leader, taking out Snoke. And they've heard in the Force, there's been the Senator Palpatine, the evil emperor from all of the Star Wars movies that you know. His voice is echoing through the Force. Kylo Ren can hear it. There's that message that is being sent that he's still alive. And Kylo begins the movie by defeating a bunch of these people. No dialogue, just this beautiful music video montage of a fight scene. And he finds the location where the Death Star crash landed and what the secret base is, essentially, of the Sith. Is that... the Death Star, right? That's what it was, right? I'm not just...
No, wait. No, she left. She left it. She found the thing there, that little tripod thing, that pyramid thing.
But that's underneath there is not where...
Oh, no, okay. Because she ended up taking Kylo Ren's ship and leaving and going elsewhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
But where the Death Star had crash landed.
That's where she found that piece.
Yes. The Wayfinder.
Yes.
Right.
I don't even know what that thing is. He got one in the beginning. She got one in the middle.
I guess it's...
Then someone broke it.
He broke it.
Yeah. For why?
Because so that she wouldn't have it.
I thought the two needed to be together.
No. But there was two places that you can find how to get there. It was in two spots. They both had the same information. Also,
stuff were a map? Oh, yeah. Wayfinder. Hello?
It's like a compass.
Oh, my God. One of those nights.
Yeah.
So they were essentially maps.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both the... I think it's not like you need to combine them.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So that's why Kylo Ren in the very beginning of the movie is able to find this location. He knows where it is. He encounters the Senator Palpatine or Emperor Palpatine. And what's strange to me is that you knew where you... I guess they had figured out where they wanted to end it, what the big reveal was going to be, what the fight scene at the end was going to be, and where they leave all of their characters. What's the outcome of Kylo Ren's destiny or Ben Solo's destiny? Who do we want Rey to be when this is all said and done? And where do we leave the Skywalker family at the end of all of this? So they had said, that's where we want to be. How do we get there?
I would have been more interested to know General Huck was on our side.
There was a lot of stuff, right?
There was potential there when he said, I'm the mole, or I'm the guy, and the way Poe reacted, like, no, what? And like, I was, like, screaming in my head. I'm like, no, what?
Right.
What? And then, okay, if they're going to capture him and kill him, that's fine. But, not that that's fine, but the reason that he gave Poe or yeah, was it Poe or Finn? And he's like, I don't care if you win. I just don't want Ren to win. I want him to lose. Like, right. wait a minute. This isn't a universal sacrifice warfare. This is just a personal little bitch vendetta you have?
Which, in character, actually makes more sense because General Hux was more than happy to take out an entire planet whenever he felt like it with his Star Destroyer, right?
Sure, but, like, again, he could have said, like, just because they alluded to some of the people, I forget the race of people that they are, stormtroopers that decided to mm-hmm. not kill and pillage people in their villages. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had, like, that happening to him. Like, maybe he's like, I can't do this anymore. I need to stop these people because it's maddening. Like, that would have been more of a heart pull string thing than, yeah, I just need him to leave now. I'm done with him.
Which
I'm throwing a hissy about it.
And as silly as it sounds, it actually is more in character with the type of people that those guys are. The people who are of the First Order, the people who are willing to be on the dark side of the Force or operate with that sort of emperor or ruler.
I ever wonder if the pilots on those ships know who really is the bad guy. Like, do they really know they're working for the emperor? Do they? I don't know.
Well, he's no.
I know that the top, like, what is it called? When there's soldiers and then there's generals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, maybe the general people know because that's where they go to their long room where one guy at every meeting gets a chokehold, you know. Maybe they know what's really happening, but, like, their foot soldiers, do they really know? It's just a paycheck to them.
Mm-hmm.
I've wondered.
I think at that point in time, you don't really have a choice because they're an empire. So you work for them if you want to live. It's like people in the United States.
I thought this was a safe place and I could save it on my mind, so.
No, but I'm just saying, whoever might be your president, you may not like him, but you're not going to go out of your way to hurt him because...
But you might not pay your taxes.
True. And if they find out, right, mm-hmm. they lock you up. So you do certain things, whether you like it or not, or whether you know you're working for the bad guy, it's like, this is what I'm under. I don't got a choice. Right?
Right.
And you may convince yourself that this is better. Living in Cuba, living in North Korea, our dictator loves us. In their mind, they might have convinced themselves of that because their life may be normal to them. Maybe that's what happens with these tertiary characters, if you will.
Hmm.
So I guess we're just generalizing our expectations and what we were experiencing as we watched it, as it comes back to us. Because really, this is initial reaction. We're not trying to redo the plot and go through every beat in this. This is very initial coming out of the theater, talking about how we felt.
I'm surprised that you gave it the same reading.
Yeah.
I thought you were... perhaps liking it.
I did like
it. Based on what I saw, I'm like, Eric must like this.
I did like it. And I think that's the point, is that I enjoyed it. And yeah. There was a lot of things. Like, I enjoyed the ride. I was having fun with the action, lightsaber duels. I liked the movement because I figured there's going to be a lot of trying to make people happy and course correcting in this movie. And they're just giving you a greatest hits right now, is what it started to feel like.
Yeah, because then there was, like, cameos of stuff, people.
Yeah, they were giving you all the little, this is the final show, we're going to put everybody out there, every duet that we ever mm-hmm. did, every sort of reference that you want to see.
Any sound bites?
Yeah, we got it, Luke is in it, Lando's in it, Han is in it, Leia's going to be there, C-3PO is going to be back to normal, like... The droids are going to be a part of it. Everything you want to see and know. The Emperor is in it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing missing was Darth Vader.
Right.
At this point.
But his mask was making his mask a regular appearance.
James Earl Jones' voice is heard by, mm-hmm. by you know, Kyle.
So, we even got the...
Yeah, right? We get all of those... We got the point. Yeah, we're getting all of these things to make us feel like it's Star Wars. Okay, Darth.
I thought it sounded pretty good in the beginning, and then...
You gotta go like this. Do that, and then breathe into it.
You do it. Eric, that's so good! That was excellent!
That's only because you've had a little bit of Bodacious. No. As you pour more.
I'm sharing the glass with you.
You are sharing the glass with me. You're right. So yeah, it just felt like a greatest hits and making sure we get everything you want. You want to see lightsabers? You're going to see a lot of lightsabers.
We're going to make everybody happy.
Yeah. You thought you saw a bad Rey transformation? Where'd
she get hers? At the end, she buries Leia's and...
She made her own.
She made it her own? She made it?
Yeah, you always make your own.
Do you?
That's like when a Jedi completes their training, they make their own lightsaber. It's kind of the... That's why in like Return of the Jedi...
See, I wouldn't have known that. I'm a fan. I don't know those details.
It's kind of those things that you...
Where did they say that?
I think it's in...
If it's in one of the prequels, can't blame me. Because I don't
know. It might have been discussed there, but I think it was already established before. Maybe it's said somewhere in the movies or in
because you've read Star Wars movies.
I've read some Star Wars stuff. I didn't know that. Yeah.
I thought you can be a Jedi if you had like some maggot in your blood or something.
No, the midichlorians.
Sure.
Yeah. There's the...
And that's the other thing. Like, it was just... I feel like a lot of things felt either skimmed or unanswered. I really don't know. She kisses Ren.
Yes. Ben. He's Ben at that point. That's why she kissed him.
He's Ben.
Yeah.
What's her name? Susie?
Rose.
Rose kissed Finn last movie. We never touched on that again.
No.
But they seem to be amicable. I don't know. Maybe they're adults. Maybe that's what adults do.
There's a lot of things. This is what I felt happened. Sorry to cut you off. This is what I felt happened with these trilogies. And I could be completely wrong. And it's this, you know, perhaps the speculation in me, the speculator. Because I didn't do, this person is that person. What if she's a Kenobi? No. And it has to be that because, like, I didn't do none of that speculation.
Didn't someone say she was a Kenobi in the second one?
Not in the movies. I think people were just wondering if she could be Obi-Wan's granddaughter or something. Here's what I feel like in my speculation. We get the first movie and we get the spirit, the essence, whatever we're looking to get out of Star Wars, it's back, right? The saga continues. And then the second movie, that guy says, whatever you thought you were going to get from the first movie, I'm not giving you none of that. And I don't really like the first movie. So I'm going my direction with it. Completely diverging your expectations. You thought the lightsaber moment with Luke's going to be special? It's a joke. He drinks titty milk out of some big monster. That's the moment with Luke that we had. And Luke doesn't even want to be a Jedi. He thinks the whole thing is stupid. Like, it's a joke to him. He's hiding in fear, which is really... Fear is counterproductive to anything a Jedi should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then... Oh, you thought you were going to find out who Rey was? Snoke, you think he's someone important? We'll just kill him. Everything that's set up by Abrams in the first movie is flushed down the toilet. And now Abrams comes back on. He's like,
I got to clean up this mess. He's
like, okay, guys, so here's what we were trying to do. So whatever you saw in The Last Jedi, just like forget that. and let's think about what you saw in Force Awakens. And you like Force Awakens? And we'll just, I'll finish the story real quick. Here's where we were trying to go with it. That's what it felt like. And I feel like this movie could have been two parts to really make some moments.
So that would have been clever because it still would have been the last saga. Like, it would have been the number 9, but it would have been 10 movies in total.
Right. It would have been episode 9, part 2. Something like that. But it would have, yeah, like, I feel the amount of story that they wanted to tell and cover and things that you maybe needed to know. How do we get here? There's a lot of stuff that would have...
I'm glad he made it, but I don't know how BB-8 got off of that.
The ship exploded and it didn't look like he could... His
what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's true. How did Chewie get onto that ship? With all the other movies, they moved at a pace where when you were in a place, you felt like you were there.
And whatever happened to those kids, those Jedi kids from the last movie?
The only thing that
all the things that they insinuated are left open.
Nothing from the last movie, other than there being a depleted amount of resistance. That didn't even make much of a difference. The only thing that I feel was useful from the last movie was learning that when Rey and Kylo Ren FaceTime, they can actually take what they see on the other side of the screen. Uh-huh. And because that connection is so strong between them.
But is that even explained?
No.
Because why, how there's connection? Well, Snoke did say, he's like, you think you were, you had this special, you think you were special for having little special powers? He's like, I made it happen.
Right.
I made you guys see each other.
Right. Right.
So, he's dead now, and they're, right. Now they're even, like, taking things from me, touching each other.
Well, yeah, he can take off a necklace, or she can... She
they can knock things down in their surroundings.
Yeah, and they can the kill each other. They can have, like, these mental telekinetic or telepathic rapports, and they actually can do each other damage. They're in each other. Wherever the other one is, they're there. And it was...
It's confusing.
Yeah, there's a... And I think that's the only thing... That I can remember that they take from
the last
movie to count. Uh-huh. To be completely honest. So, yeah, no, it picks up real fast. Fast-paced movie. Perfect popcorn movie. Lots of action. Lots of space fights. Lightsaber duels. What did you feel about the big spoiler that we're going to get into? The revelation of who Rey is. Or what her family lineage is. How did you feel about that? Can I say something before you start? Mm-hmm. I was going to lean over to you at the beginning of the movie. There was two things I was going to say to you. One was...
Are you going to drink that?
Yes. I'm just speaking. 1 second. Thank you. One was... I have a feeling that either she's a puppet of Palpatine and... Ben is going to do the flip and be the hero. That's what I was going to say to you at the beginning of the movie. Which kind of happened, didn't happen. And then my other thing that I was trying to whisper to you was when they erased C-3PO's memory in order to get him to decode the encrypted Sith thing on the blade. Because he had lost his memory, when they turned him back on to regular C-3PO, if his memory would jog back to when he belonged to Anakin.
And then what?
And maybe it would reveal some type of information to the storyline. Because we know that him and R2 had both been erased. Yeah. But had he... It would have been interesting if he
if his wires had been crossed and that and he was remembers, like dormant information sitting there.
Yes. And he wakes up to... And the children's names are Luke and Leia or something like that. Mm-hmm. And R2 is like... What are you talking about? He's like, R2, don't you remember me? And they are reintroduced to each other without remembering. Neither of them know the history they're referring to. But they both lived it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Eric, you need to be like... you need to do things with your ideas.
That's probably a dumb idea.
I swear I'm watching you and I'm like, this is such a good story. Keep going.
Like, I thought, what if that had happened to make... Because it would have been sad for him to be like, my last time I'm going to see my friends. I just want to take it in one last time.
Yeah, I feel like JJ brought a little bit more... Because in the second one, I felt that they were... Like, C-3PO was bullied in the second one. Mm. He was, like, told to shut up. He was told he was dumb. He was just, like, bullied. And I didn't like how he was treated in what is that called?
Last Jedi?
Mm-hmm. But I felt in this movie, as much as people were still irritated with
him, which you're supposed to be,
they were like, "Are you okay? Are you? What, can you do this for us?" Like, you know,
there we was a little. You, we he, need you there. There's
he,
a purpose.
He
for
had
you.
A little more to do in this movie than just being the punching bag,
right?
And
right.
I thought maybe if I'm following your theory of J.J. Abrams saying, "Listen, all of that." It wasn't supposed to happen. Let me fix this for you.
Right.
I think that would be one thing that I would say he did on purpose to redeem C-3PO's character one final time.
Yeah, like how cool would it be for there to exist a C-3PO who his last memories are of Princess Leia's mother dying. But he has a whole friendship and life with R2-D2. That he referred, it was still his best friend. And then the other era that they lived, the other trilogy that they lived through, was them defeating the Empire. But R2-D2 remembers that part.
Yeah.
That would, I don't know. And everyone would be able to pick C-3PO's brain because he was there to see the Republic happen. Like, there, you know what I mean?
I think we should write Mr. Abrams a note.
I think you'd have to write Disney and all the people that would, and I don't think they would care or give me a credit for it. But all the things you want to see as a Star Wars fan is there. You'll feel happy. But
oh, Baby Yoda power.
Yeah, you mentioned the Baby Yoda power. So in The Mandalorian, which I think we should get into because next week it finishes. So we can do like a series review. This will be a Star Wars, definitely a Star Wars holiday centric podcasting time. But in The Mandalorian television show, it's established through the Baby Yoda character that with the Force, if you know how to harness it, one of the things you could do is heal a wound. And then within the movie, which I guess now makes sense as to why I had asked you before the movie started, why did they move the Mandalorian up just because Star Wars is happening? It explains, hey, there's this power in the Force that is out there that happened in the past. Like, they showed it then. And that was, like I said to you, to Shane, to Martin on the last podcast that we recorded at Martin's house, Fastball Special, episode 52. I like there being some sort of precedent set for you to understand what's happening in regards to either the telepathic rapport that people in the Force can have, or they can talk to each other and be in, inhabit two different spaces. How does a Force ghost yield a lightsaber and call down lightning and do all of those things? And what was another thing, another Force power? Like, how does all of these Force powers that exist without ever being explained? Where did they come from? Because now when I see that, hey, this Baby Yoda can heal, like, that's interesting, that's new. And now Kylo and both Rey can do that. Like, oh, that's something that they've learned along the way. This little thing was able to do that. It exists. Thank you. That's how they know how to do it. Somewhere down the line, it would... You know what I mean? And
I just like that Kylo Ren got his mask back.
Yeah, that was cool. And I like that it was still looked like it was drying from being put back together because it was still red. It looked like it was still red hot. And going back to the Baby Yoda healing power, that's what we'll call it. It can be used, but then it can't be used. Do you know what I mean?
When? Because the times I've used it, it's been used. But it's never failed yet.
But it just seems like the things they're introducing were very convenient. It's like, okay, it can heal a wound. Oh, it resurrects people too. And oh, but he died and disappeared. She didn't die and disappear. Even though she was dead first. How come she didn't disappear?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's convenient. It doesn't make any sense because you've never established any rules. And some people will be like, ah, oh, who cares? But it's part of the storytelling. Like, well, how come it happened to him and not to her? Well, she wasn't really dead. She
was concussed. In that case, he should have just said, like, preserved his own power, and then they could have been together, and then they could have told us what the hell that kiss was about.
Was it because he fell down a cliff where he should have died, but he climbed his way back up with no legs?
I have no... Yeah.
Right. And but then he could resurrect a person, but then he can't be resurrected because he's just too hurt.
Who resurrected who? Who are you talking about? So,
Rey was dead. At the end of the movie...
Oh, resurrection. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just giving context to people listening. Because they're like, what are they talking about? So, the ultimate battle really comes down to Rey confronting Emperor Palpatine, who initially wanted her to be killed, and he wanted Kylo Ren to do it. But then, what he really wanted was for her to encounter, to be brought to her grandfather, and he wanted her to kill him so that their essences could bond in some sort of sacrificial ceremony. But he really wanted her to kill him, after all, instead of him killing her.
Right, but his initial thing from when she was a kid was that he wanted her because he knew she'd be something special.
Right.
She would serve his purpose.
Right. She would be empress. But
I guess his son, he had his son killed and his daughter-in-law killed? Or
yeah, I wasn't sure who's related. Child. Right, but it was his Ray is his grandchild who is the rightful heir to the throne of the emperor, in his view. And
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He would be an empress.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, settle down. Like, I know girl power these days and everything, but like, you don't have to make it sound so creepy. Like, all right, we get it.
Yeah. I wasn't, did you like that? Ooh, she's Palpatine's daughter. Like, did you like that?
I liked it, but I didn't hate it either. I thought that was an interesting twist, because I think for a long time people were like, that's Kylo Ren's sister.
Yeah, I would have been happy with that. Yeah, I would have
been happy with that. But that would have been very, very New Hope, or very, not New Hope, the stupid prequels, or where they had twins and they had to separate them. It would have been a whole retelling of that story.
And I really feel these movies were, at the end of it all, they tried to recreate the same. So, Force Awakens, hopeful. Last Jedi, the good guys are victors. Empire Strikes Back. This one, all of these unlikely people join in.
Yes.
And they win. And the Emperor is the bad guy. And instead of him zapping the life out of you, he sucks it out of you. And all of your friends are dying. You can't save them. Yeah. It was exactly the same. They basically recreated the trilogy.
Right.
Just with different ships blowing up and different places that they fought. It was exactly the same tone. Which feels very unoriginal. And where you're left off with it, very safe. Mm-hmm. And where you're left off with it is Force ghosts looking at you as the sun sets, which was basically happened in the last movie or the last trilogy. So you're kind of like, you left us in the exact same place as where we thought we ended it.
So is your initial grading of this film lowering as the more you speak of it, or you stand by?
I stand by the 7 as far as the
you fact gave it that a 6.5.
6.5, 7, yeah. As far as the fun, as far as the payoff of, okay, at least she's somebody meaningful, the two of them, you know, again, the Vader, his essence turns back and we get something redeeming about him. It's all the same sort of beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We put Leia to rest, which is, you know, good. She joins all the other ones that have gone. I just feel bad for Chewie.
Yeah.
Chewie's all alone.
He had a breakdown.
And those are the parts where I felt, because you've seen these characters be together for so long and they have a deep, rich history, those moments matter. Mm-hmm. You feel them. And I feel that wasn't something that we get to in these trilogies that we could have gotten to if The Last Jedi wasn't the story it was. Because like you brought out, Rose and Finn, they give each other a high five and a hug at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you tried to do with them in the last movie didn't, meh. And Rose could have been anybody. Whatever she did in the last movie, in this movie, she didn't even have to be in it.
She was barely in it.
Right. So the meaningful moments are the characters that, like Lando.
Yeah.
Just hearing him speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more of us than there is of them. Like, those moments meant something to you because it's like, in the original trilogy, maybe it's our nostalgia, haven't watched it so many times, but even in those ones, you establish that him and Han are good buddies, and in the next movie, there's that moment again, it's like, take care of her for me, okay? Like, mm-hmm. not a scratch. I got it, old buddy. Like, there's that camaraderie mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is recognized. And at the end, when they hug and meet, you know, like, ah, they go back.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, they try to, but it's not built more than what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Finn and Rey's relationship isn't extended. The separation they had in the second movie, The Last Jedi, where they just were worried about each other's being alive, isn't really taken anywhere.
Yeah.
that love triangle you're hoping for doesn't pay off. So it's kind of like, whatever you thought.
Yeah, you'd was he getting frisky with the chick there, the horse riding chick?
And then there's like, is that every movie he's like James Bond that never gets laid. Every movie he meets a new girl that, you know, could potentially be the one, and nothing ever happens. He never gets the girl.
That's
funny. Right? So it's
the James Bond that never gets laid.
Yeah. It's true. So it's hits the Star Wars funny bone of making you feel like, or the nostalgia bone, not the funny bone.
Yeah.
But it, there was like, that's kind of lazy. We didn't have to tell that many stories.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just had them, you know, get kidnapped by Ewoks again, and they all win, in a cute, nonsensical way. I think they followed definitely the
template.
And the only ones that are different are kind of the prequels.
Yeah.
And I feel that what made the original trilogy great as far as movies go is because you had a very simple story. It was a very simple story. And it got a little more complex when you add the familial aspect to it. There's Bad Empire. We're a rebellion fighting for the freedom of the galaxy. Defeat the bad guys. Darth Vader's the bad guy. Hero's journey. Defeat the bad guy we know nothing about. Oh, crap. The bad guy is the hero's father. That's a twist. So in the third part, you get that little bit of a philosophical thing there. But it's a very simple story. Teddy bears win the day. The prequels give it a little bit of, well, this is a story that is a commentary on policies and how politics can affect an entire planet, galaxy, this, that, the way you can play and two sides of the coin behind the scenes, and, you know,
preventative measures were taken to keep this from happening.
Right.
Like there's a history to the history you think you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever you get curious about as far as what a Jedi is and a Jedi Knight is really explored in those movies, where there's a training and a meditation and you know, stages you go through as a Padawan and all of these things that get built up as far as Jedi are concerned. So that makes
Padawan is the student,
the
right?
Student, yeah.
Or an apprentice.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Padawan's apprentice. So all of these things from the prequels make you be like, I want to know more about this big, expansive universe. From a movie perspective, I know people listening will be like, no, the books before, and there was stuff before. They had, like, role-playing games, man. Like, I know, novels, books, games, video games, comics, I know. But from a movie perspective, we all became more invested in,
wow. Well, that's how it started to begin with, right?
Right. It was all from a movie.
It was
so
after that, where they branched it off to all these other
cartoon. Yeah, the core are these films.
Yeah.
So it seems like the prequels made our expectations go more than just saying, I just want a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see spaceships and all this. Like, I want to see that. The prequels were like, well, Snoke better have a really rich backstory. Because everyone's got a backstory here. The first movies didn't. You knew nothing about the Empire, yeah. The Emperor.
Yeah.
You saw Darth Vader's face once, sort of thing. It was very limited amount of information you were getting. Yoda was barely in the movie. He was a backpack for about 10 minutes. And Luke's Jedi training was like the weirdest 3 days to
mm-hmm.
make someone a Jedi,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those other ones, like, oh, it took him like 20 years to be a Jedi? And Luke did it in a summer holiday?
Yeah.
Wow, what are we missing here?
Yeah.
And then I feel like this movie is just a good old-fashioned, fun, dumb Star Wars movie. Which, you know what? I can't be mad at. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So it's a 7.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot. I apologize.
No, this is what we do.
Yeah.
If we didn't talk, what's the point?
So it will be one you own and we'll watch again. And
I mean, I don't know. Maybe take that back. No, I'll watch it again. Of course I'll watch it again. But
it'll be fun.
It'll just be like, what the hell? Like, you couldn't tell me that? You couldn't explain that more?
Still, we could have known in the last movie she was Palpatine's granddaughter. Like,
yeah.
Why did you tell us that? We found out Luke was Darth Vader's son in the second movie. It gives us a little bit more, like, to find out her parents were junkers, and I didn't care to watch this movie because of that. Yeah,
like, why would they give the parents such a bad rap from the beginning? Like,
because it's like, you guys thought it was going to be something important? No, I'm not giving you that. I'm not telling you. And J.J. Abrams is like, okay, she was going to be this, but we'll make her the Palpatine's the granddaughter, okay? Like,
I don't know. What reviews have you come across? Like, what's the feedback from the...
Very mixed.
Really?
Yeah, very mixed. Critically, it was the worst of the three.
No way.
Yeah. It was got 56% Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Fans gave it 86, which again is it... These scores are very like... It's more the fact that it got less favorable reviews. So it's in the middle. It's in the middle. But what I was hearing was it does fan service. Does things to make the fans happy,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So the fans were happier with it. And it's like...
And what's her name shows up? But she's not wearing her glasses as much.
Oh, right. I forgot that character's name now.
Isn't she Mrs.?
And see, she
Maul?
Was... Let me look that up.
Who's Maul? Oh, I'm thinking of Inception. Which, by the way, Christopher Nolan has this movie coming out called The Tenet. I have no idea what it's about.
But you want to see it?
But he has, like... He has his favorites.
Yeah, he's got his go-tos. He always needs a Batman in there.
He always needs Michael Caine.
Always Michael Caine. Yeah. Maz Kanata, was that her
yes.
name?
Yes.
Yes, I think it was Maz Kanata. Yes, I remembered.
Is it Maz or Maz?
Maz.
Is it Han or Han?
Tomato, tomato.
It's Han.
Luke or Lukey?
What?
That was funny. Leia or Leah?
It's Leia. Bud.
Chewbacca or Chewbacca?
Oh, here we go. Getting out of hand now.
R2-D2? Oh, that's funny. I got you.
I almost spit out the foundation.
Okay.
All right, you looked it up. All right, so a 7 and a 7 and
7 and a 7 and a will
own and a rewatch.
To complete the collection and yeah. I'll definitely rewatch it. I mean, I rewatch the prequels from time to time.
That's your choice.
You watch them with me though. You watch them with me. You go so stupid. That's what you do. It's actually fun.
Yeah, but when was the last time I rewatched it with you?
I think it was just after.
You can say years, right?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. It's not a go-to of mine.
It's not a yearly.
It's not rewatch. Even a let me go to sleep to this movie. It's like, why is this around? Why is this here?
Sometimes I put it on and you're like, why is this on my TV? But then sometimes when we do end up watching it, you ask questions. You're interested in what's happening, keeping up. And then when you see certain things.
Because they're the ones I've seen the least.
But when you see Anakin and what's her name? Natalie Portman, Pat May.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
She's a pedophile.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You watch. That's
not Natalie Portman.
That's
don't misquote me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking Padme and young Anakin.
Yeah, yeah that's
where, questionable.
That's where you say, oh, this is so stupid. Those are the parts. Oh, he's such a little bitch. We talk about Anakin. Oh my gosh, shut up. But
in his teenage, whatever. His
teenage, yeah, the Attack of the Clones.
Just a little, yeah. I cannot. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
You're killing me.
I didn't know anything.
No, it's just your reaction to it. I can't. I cannot. Any last words? Are you happy where it finishes for this to be the end and for her to, you know, at the end of the day, Rey is resurrected. Kylo Ren reverts back to being his Ben. He has that moment with his mother where she reaches out to him.
But like, so officially the Skywalkers are all gone.
Skywalkers are gone, but
Rey, she adopts the name at the end.
Yeah, she gets the blessing. And so, yeah, okay.
I don't think that's cool.
No, you don't like that she took the name?
No.
But what if, okay, Palpatine is basically Hitler. Wouldn't you want to change your name from Hitler?
I mean...
What's your name? Ray Hitler. Yeah, you know that guy? The one that the worst man in history?
I suppose you're right, but like...
You would change it to anything else. You would.
I don't know. I'm trying to actually think about your question. I don't know. Like, what if...
I want to change how people remember this name.
Yeah. Or what if she just went by Ray, period? Why does she have to have a last name?
Because you're...
We don't know Mandalorian's last name.
Actually, it's listed in the show when you look at the plot in Wikipedia.
Are you always going to be debunking anything I say tonight? Is that just your goal for life?
As long as I can teach you something, wouldn't you want to know?
Oh, so now you think you need to school me.
I got
to
drop knowledge on you. I got to school you. That's I drop the books. I drop the knowledge. And I let you know.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Nobody wants to carry on that name that carries so much death and negativity. But the Skywalker name is the sacred one. Like, you can't
just... That's why she's the last Jedi.
Yeah, and now what?
So she's carrying on the name of Skywalker with the blessings of the twins. Because there really wasn't a long family lineage of Skywalker, right?
No.
Because Anakin is basically Jesus, because he doesn't have a dad. Just the midichlorians blessed his mother and she became impregnated.
Or the Messiah.
Right.
For our Jew fans out there.
Sure, sure. Good point. So he's that character. And then he has two children with... I guess you would say Mary Magdalene.
Can we get away from the religious connotation? I don't think I can handle it.
And then he has two twins that are the real saviors of the universe.
No, the real saviors of the universe, once and for all, are the droids.
Yes.
And that was one thing that they kept saying. That was the next one thing they kept saying in this movie, that never underestimate a droid.
Absolutely.
And I think that's also a little bit of a callback or a thing to Mando, the Mandalorians, because he has a thing about the droids. He even says
never underestimate a droid.
Right. Does he?
I think so.
Well, he doesn't like them. He don't trust them.
No.
He thinks they're shifty and tricky.
Yeah.
So, but again, to my point, BB-8 was the real hero in The Last Jedi. If it wasn't for him.
And in the last movie, like you made, The Last Jedi, oh, he was a hero. Yeah, he did.
He got Rose and Finn out of that debacle.
He's like, you guys brought me to nothing but a mess. Can I get back to Paul?
Can I just get out of here?
Yeah, I got.
Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
And before that, R2-D2 ended up waking up in The Force Awakens.
Right.
At the end, and gave the map, and all of a sudden now we know where Luke is.
Yeah.
The other half of the map.
Yeah.
And before then, even in our beloved episode 4, 5, and 6.
Yes.
The droids.
I can't even do that so easy.
The droids were like, R2-D2 had a lightsaber in him, and he popped it up just in time for the Jedi to catch it, and like... These cats were the real heroes throughout this whole thing.
You get nowhere without the droids.
You would not get anywhere. Did his little hacking thing on the top of the ship. How he made it out, I don't know. I'm glad he did, but it would have been nice to have some kind of backstory on that. He just rolled out of nowhere. But the real heroes, I think, in this whole thing, not the Skywalkers, is the droids.
But the droids belong to the Skywalkers.
She should have taken a droid name instead of taking the
Ray D2.
The pivotal Skywalker name.
I am Ray 3PO.
That was a very presumptuous move, even though you say they gave her her blessing.
Yeah, they looked and gave him the...
So what? It was a stare.
Where was Grandpa? Where was Anakin there? Where was... Oh, not her grandpa. He's Palpatine. Where was Obi-Wan? Why didn't they just all show up and get...
Well, all of their names... all of their voices appeared. They're like, yep, we got you. We're behind
all
you.
All of us. You are all the Jedi. And then, getting back to a little bit of the griping, I will say...
We were doing good for time. Now I think we're rambling.
No, we're not rambling. I was saying... they show up and they can make a difference.
And
like,
who are those guys?
In the temple.
In the cave.
Yeah, they were acolytes. Well,
what fandom was this?
They were acolytes of the emperor. They were probably like Siths or Sith worshippers. But you know, Luke can play catch with his lightsaber in Force Ghost mode. In the other movie, Yoda plays with thunder. In the other ones, Obi-Wan can teach. Like, they're present when they want to be. The Emperor is sucking the life out of these two kids.
Nobody decides to show up?
Like, show up and be like, you know what, guys? We're here. We got you. This is how we're going to beat this guy.
What if Sam Jackson appeared?
Dope! Yeah. He's like, you know what? This guy killed me. We're all getting him back. You guys, you two existing at the same time that you exist because they have that special, I forgot what they called it. The fact that the two of them, one was the grandson of Vader, one was the granddaughter of Palpatine, at the same time being trained. Uh-huh, uh-huh. There's a word for it. I forgot what it was, so forgive me.
And that regenerated him?
Yes, but the fact that they exist at the same time can also give like the, it's like the Jedi's Jubilee, where it's like here's the time of when the Jedi can all form in one focused force thing.
In 45 years.
Whatever it might be. Yeah.
Well, because that planet was celebrating their thing every 45 years.
Something like that.
That's
so
why I threw out the number 45.
Something like that.
I'm trying to follow you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going somewhere that you may be on. But, like, to explain how the two of them existing at that time make the Force even stronger.
Yeah.
Because of their lineage and because of who their grandfathers were. Yeah. That now that they exist, that makes the Jedi even in ghost form or whatever the case may be, form like Voltron. And like, we're all in you guys now. We can all be here to fight this war. This is what needed to happen. You know? Hmm. I don't know. Because why didn't they show up?
How did she know to use the blade like that? That she had to put it up against the Death Star and put it and puzzle it in.
She's seen it before. She knows it because it belongs to her family. I don't know. There's a lot of conveniences.
Oh, it was her father's or something?
She had mentioned, like, I know this blade. I've seen it before. I've seen it
before. Okay, but seeing it versus knowing what to do with it are two different things.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know what to say.
I feel like there was a lot of left unsaid.
I really think that the divergence of Last Jedi makes whatever you... Because there's that special moment in Maz Kanata's bar where they take a break, right? There's those moments where there's a break.
Yeah.
And everyone has a drink and kind of figures out what the next thing to do is.
You notice no one ever goes to the bathroom in these things?
They're always on the run.
There's never a bathroom break. And I thought to myself, yesterday I got a text message that made me a little nervous. And I text my friend who, you know. Anyway, long story short, it was enough that I almost shat myself. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those really, really terrible things, like hypothetical terrible things. And you're thinking, this can't be. But I'm so nervous right now, I could, like, puke my heart out.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking to myself, when Palpatine is doing his finger magic, when he's like bolting like thunder from out of his being.
Yeah.
And doing all of this and everyone's machines and planes and their shooting stuffs isn't working. I'd panic. I think I would soil myself.
I would soil myself.
they never talk about that in these movies.
Well, like I said, who has time for the runs when you're always on the run?
You don't always say that.
I said, it's like I said.
Did I ramble and you let me talk about soiling myself? Jesus Christ.
I think we're ready to wrap up.
All right, it's a 7. We could have finished in 5 minutes. We decided.
What do you think of the movie? 7. Did you like it? It was fun. It was a little too fast. They did a lot of stuff too much. 7. Thanks, Staff J. But okay. That's the point. This is fun. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be a little bit irreverent. And we don't take ourselves too seriously here. But we had a good time. It was a nice date night to be able to watch, you know, the biggest space opera of them all. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So 7 out of 10 R2-D2s.
Yeah.
I agree. I'll give it 7 BB-8s. So is it a 7 or an 8? Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We hope that it was fun. We had a couple laughs with you guys. If there's any input that you have on what you thought of the movie, whether you loved it, whether you loved it or hated it, you can hit us up on Facebook, on my Facebook page, on caveofsolitude@outlook.com, or you can follow us on Instagram and tell us what you thought about the movie, if you liked it, didn't like it, or if you thought what we were saying rang true at all with you guys. We will be back.
Or if it was a bunch of hodgepodge.
Just a hodgepodge podcast.
Mm. Maybe that one.
That's a good... The hodgepodge. It's not bad. We will be back with some more Star Wars talk in the next couple weeks because we will have the time to podcast together. And it's the end of a decade. So perhaps we'll have something in regards to the decade coming to an end. You don't think so?
A decade's a long time.
We're not going to do like a best episodes of
that. So am I supposed to just get my top 3 of the decade?
No, you do 10.
That's a lot.
Well, we don't got to talk about each of them for an hour. That would be a long podcast. Maybe we have like 5 podcasts in one. So there will be more content coming your way. And
from me.
From you.
From you, for you. From you, for sure.
Yeah, but in the next
2020 is going to be big time for the cave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we should open it up. Make it a tavern. The tavern of friendship instead of the cavern of solitude.
That is a funny word.
All right, this is Eric Anthony.
Signing off.
No, I'm signing off.
I know, I was finishing your sentence.
This is Eric Anthony.
And me.
Who's me?
Lady J.
Signing off. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I hope you enjoyed Star Wars as much or more than we did. Take care.